You're listening to Sabah al-Muslim on Radio Islam International. It's time for the Africa Report, and joining us on the line is Stephanie Walters, Head of Peace and Security Research Program at the Institute for Security Studies. Stephanie, good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you for joining us. We start with the DRC. The lead opposition leader has died. Tell us about him and what implications does this have on the country?
Well, Etienne Tshisekedi, who is the leader of the UDPS, really stood out as one of the most long-standing leaders in the DRC. He's been in opposition for many, many decades. And in this crucial time, as the DRC is trying to negotiate the political arrangements after a delay in elections, he was a consensus figure who was able to rally opposition parties together and get them to sign a political agreement with Joseph Kabila, and he was himself meant to take on some very senior leadership positions. So his not quite sudden death, but nonetheless very, very badly timed death, it really throws the political agreement in the DRC into much disarray.
Yes, now tell us about Zimbabwe. We understand that there's been a pastor who has recently returned to Zimbabwe and arrested. And why has he been arrested, and what does tell us about the opposition in Zimbabwe being silenced?
Well, you may remember last year this emergence of Pastor Evan Mawarire and his This Flag movement. He made a very moving video that very quickly went viral, and that kind of became a rallying point in Zimbabwe at a time where there was great economic pressure, declining economic situation, and ongoing unhappiness with the political arrangements, all with the lead up to elections which are meant to take place next year. And so this pastor became kind of a rallying figure, a very public figure. He then ended up leaving the country because he was under quite a lot of pressure and went to the United States for about 6 months. He returned to Zimbabwe last week knowing that he might face arrest or harassment, and in fact that's exactly what happened. He arrived at the airport and was arrested and has been charged with violating the Constitution. Essentially, he hasn't done anything more than he did then, which expresses views about the political situation in Zimbabwe, and I think it's very telling for us as we head to those elections in Zimbabwe next year, the kinds of crackdowns that we can expect to see on civil society activists and the political opposition in that country.
Yes, of great concern, undoubtedly. The African Union election is inching closer. What is the procedure for selection, and who are the candidates?
Well, actually, the African Union elections did take place last week, and so we have a new head of the commission. That previously that position had been held by Madame Dlamini Zuma. She has been now replaced by the former foreign minister of Chad, Mohamed Moussa Faki, who takes over the leadership of the African Union Commission, and it's quite a big shift from an Anglophone leader of the commission to a Francophone, from Southern Africa to West Africa. And so we'll see where that takes the African Union over the next 5 years.
Stephanie, we thank you for your time this morning on Radio Islam. Have a lovely day.
Thank you very much.
That was Stephanie Walters with the weekly edition of the Africa Report, focusing on DRC, Zimbabwe, and the AU, bringing us on to 10 minutes, so it's 11 minutes to 8 Central African time.